That's Santa Monica in Theory of a Dead Man on your afternoon rock ride with Bilal. Queens of the Stone Age tomorrow night at Place Belle. Tickets still available for that show. And the Struts will be opening up as well. Their latest album, Pretty Vicious. And Luke Spiller, frontman of the Struts, who you may or may not have seen perform live before. Check out some live video of them if you haven't, because he's just on fire when he's on stage, with the rest of the band, of course. But one of the, I guess, rock and roll frontmen and women who are continuing what we used to see from those bands in the glam rock era in the 80s and the good old days, if you can say that. So a lot of the bands these days have formed their own style. Luke does have his own, but definitely inspired and reminiscent of some of the greats. He's on the phone with us right now from somewhere out there on the road. Luke Spiller of the Struts. How's it going, man?
I'm doing absolutely. Do you know what? This is one of the best days of my whole life.
And why is that?
Because I'm alive, I'm breathing, I'm young, I'm sexy, and extremely talented.
I love it, man. You are one of the last true rock stars, Luke, and don't ever change.
I'm actually about to quit rock and roll for good. So this is my last year as a rock god, and then I will dive into either R&B or perhaps Calypso. We'll see. Or I might just stick to rock. I don't know.
Okay, but still in the music business?
Either that or the adult business. We'll see.
So how's the tour been going so far with Queens of the Stone Age?
Honestly, it's been really good. Being able to get out in front of new people every night and win them over. Canadians are actually extremely hospitable and, really lovely and polite. So, yeah, it's great. It's great. And, of course, hanging out with Queens is brilliant.
Now, of course, you got an opening slot this time around, so you're a little limited on the production, stage usage and all that. But what can people expect from the Struts set this Saturday night?
Well, in terms of, like, the show itself, we have, like, 45 minutes to sort of do our thing. So it will sort of entail our greatest hits, plus a few more. But it's very much like a festival slot, so we get on and really just sort of give it our absolute all and best as fast and as quickly as we possibly can. And by the end of it, everyone's up and cheering and dancing. And
what do you do to psych yourself up before a gig? Are you always full of that much energy, or do you have a little ritual that gets you going?
You know, sometimes I just put my hands together and pray to God and ask him to fill me with the Holy Spirit, and I get up, I put on my shoes, and I'm away dancing every single night, you know, by the grace of God.
And what's next for you guys? Anything in the upcoming, the near future that fans might want to know about?
Well, we just released tickets for our upcoming tour, which is going to be happening throughout the summer with Barnes Courtney, which will be fabulous. And we're probably going to be working on some new music as well towards like the end of the year. But other than that, it's kind of business as usual, and I'm pretty sure we're actually going to be getting over to Canada again by ourselves, doing some headline shows, which we're really looking forward to.
That's awesome. Great to hear, and we'll look forward to seeing you on stage tomorrow night with Queens of the Stone Age, The Struts, opening up. Tickets at evenco.ca.